All right, let's talk about the Mackinac Bridge then. There was no bridge walk last year because of Corona, but there is this year. How's that going to work?
So the bridge walk is going to work the same way that it worked 2 years ago. And that was the first year that we closed the bridge completely based on security and safety concerns expressed to us by Michigan State Police and other agencies, Homeland Security. We completely closed the bridge, so it's only open to emergency vehicles and the people walking. So that's going to be closed from 6:30 a.m. to noon on Labor Day. So if you want to cross the Mackinac Bridge, you should try to get there early in the morning or wait until later in the afternoon after the crowds from the bridge walk thin out. US 2 traffic and I-75 traffic is going to be stopped at exit 344 on the north side of the bridge. And if you're headed north from downstate, I-75 traffic is going to be stopped at exit 337 on the south end of the bridge. So that's basically how the closures are going to work. Another thing to remember is you need to be on the side of the bridge that you want to end your walk on at 10:30 on the morning of Labor Day. They will start turning people around at that point. So you can walk part of the bridge out partway and then turn around and head back, or you can try to do the whole thing. But you need to be on the side of the bridge that you want to end your walk on by 10:30, because that's when folks will be starting to turn the walkers around at the middle of the bridge.
Any concern about massive backups on US 2 on our side of the bridge?
Well, we're hopeful that folks who aren't participating in the walk will plan their trips so that they aren't trying to go through the area with all the traffic for the bridge walk itself. We might see backups, but we're hopeful that people have gotten the message that the bridge is going to be closed, and so, you know, plan your trip back accordingly. We have support from Michigan State Police and other law enforcement to help with traffic control, and you know, we're hopeful that things aren't too bad. But there's really no way to avoid some backups with the number of folks that are probably going to be participating. Again, it's hard to predict this year. As with everything else, the coronavirus has really made this kind of event unpredictable.